It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Second date update. Thanks for joining us. Cole, what is the word with Anna?
Yeah, hey, the word for her is mysterious.
Mysterious. Okay. And why do you think that is? Do you feel like she's hiding something?
No, nothing like that. We had a really nice dinner. It was great conversations, good vibes all around.
So I guess just like you feel like, was there any hot button issues that came up that maybe you kind of rubbed her the wrong way or something like that, or what?
I mean, the only thing that comes to mind is, like, we talked about the holidays and work and stuff, and I suggested that, like, she and her friends meet with my friends for the New Year's, and, I don't know, maybe that was a problem.
So you invited her out for New Year's Eve on the first
like
day.
Right away.
That, did you mention that casually, or what?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I wasn't, like, trying to be a creep or anything.
You should
really
come out.
Really fun place that me and my buddies usually go to, and, like, they offer champagne and, on the house and all that for New Year's. And
nice.
I said if she and her friends wanted to show up, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and it's like a group date almost, which I feel like is pretty open-ended and chill, so I don't think that would have been a problem.
All right, so that probably didn't scare her off. So how did the end of the night go for you, Cole?
I mean, she kissed me goodnight, so, like, I think it went pretty well,
Okay. Better than a okay sign. So have you reached out, Cole, to Anna since the first date?
Yeah, I did. I sent her a message the day after, just saying, like, how much I had a good time and all that. And I'm visiting my family a couple states away, so I sent her a text wishing her a Merry Christmas from the airport.
So you didn't wait?
Did she reply, though, to that?
Yeah, she said you too.
All right. That's it. Just you too.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't really
a little short.
Think anything too much of it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. We're going to try calling her, and you're with your family right now. Then, so you're, like you said, a couple of states away. We don't want to give too much out here on the air. Okay, hold tight here, Cole. We're going to call Anna. We're going to play a song and come back. So just relax, and we'll get to the second half of Second Date Update and try to get some answers from Anna on why she's not getting back to Cole for a second date. Right here on Second Date Update, Thunder and PT and the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
We asked our listener, Cole, if he thought anything went a little awry on his first date with Anna.
I mean, the only thing that comes to mind is, like, we talked about the holidays and work and stuff, and I suggested that, like, she and her friends meet with my friends for the New Year's, and, I don't know, maybe that was a problem.
All right, seems like he was just being welcoming, but was that maybe a little too much for Anna? Who knows? We're going to call and find out if she'd like to see Cole again for a second date.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Anna, please?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Hi. Sorry to trouble you. Thanks for answering, and good morning. It's not a sales call or anything like that. I've got to tell you, though, we are calling from a radio station in town, 102.9 The Wolf.
Okay.
We're Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning show here on The Wolf. We have a listener of ours named Cole, and Cole reached out to us because you and Cole went out on a first date. And he just thought it was a wonderful first date with you, and he would love to see you again, but he's really not getting much back as far as communication for a second date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you know what we might be referring to?
Is there a reason you fell out of touch?
Yeah. Or just
It's so funny because, like, we live in such a patriarchy. Like, it's not about him at all.
Okay. So, tell us more, I guess. It's a you thing?
Yeah, it's a me thing. Exactly. That's right. So, I've decided that I'm going to December men.
What's December men?
No. No. I said decenter men.
Decenter men. Like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, okay. Well, it just means that, like, I'm not looking for a man to be the focus of my life. And I figured that I'm spending so much time thinking about different guys. And, Cole was really cool, but what about me?
Okay. Yeah. First of all, is this a you thing, or is this like a trend that you're following? Or Anna, like, what is this?
A movement?
I've never heard of decenter men.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah, I guess you could say it's kind of like a movement that's really gaining popularity. Okay. It's definitely all over TikTok, but all my time and energy for years has just gone into like dating and finding a husband instead of finding myself. I need to know what I want.
Okay. But you went out. Why did you go out in the first place then with Cole? And if this is the way you felt all along?
Well, I, you know, it's like kind of something I'm, it's like a new practice I'm getting into. And secondly, like, it doesn't mean I don't want to hang out with guys, but I just don't want to make them the focus.
And we hear, but I mean, look, like, I'll be the first one to say, like, when you stop looking for a significant other, oftentimes, and you start working on yourself, like you said, that's when you... You know, a lot of times you find
care.
Somebody, right?
Yeah, but
like,
you don't care if you find anybody because you're just, it's the only thing you're worried about is your, and listen, I don't want that to come off the wrong way, but you're just focusing on yourself. May I offer something here, Anna, that just for Cole's benefit, he's standing by on hold, and if we just brought him into the conversation so maybe he could hear this for himself from you, I think that would just sort of maybe be the fair thing to do, or at least the reasonable thing to do, to have him hear this for himself.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
you're
that's
okay
fine
with
as
that.
Long as he doesn't put any demands on me. I'm happy to talk to him.
Okay.
What? Demands? I'm not going to put any demands on you. We just met. What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Calm down. Like, it's not personal. That can come up as dating is all. I'm just saying, like, initiated this interaction today, so...
Well, no, I'm calm. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound uncalm. I just, like, we got along and you kissed me and stuff. I don't know why we can't go out again and see what happens.
I mean, I kissed you. I was having a good time, but that doesn't mean I have to see you again. I need to find fulfillment in myself before I can look for a relationship. I'm not really interested in going to a place on New Year's just to get a free glass of champagne.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's kind of surprising to hear. Usually, you know, free glass of champagne and girls are like, okay, anyway, that's cool. No, that's cool. That's great.
Okay,
you know,
well, Cole, and don't get defensive, Cole, because I just want to ask Anna this real quick. And I understand where you're coming from, Cole, but Anna, you said you don't mind hanging out. Cole, can you just hang out together?
Like, I mean, it's not really, or something, yeah.
It's not really dating.
Like, it's cool. Like, I think you're a cool person. We can be friends.
I would love that. I think you're really cool, too.
But don't ask for a date. Don't
No, I'm just saying don't expect, like, if I'm not available, I'm not available.
Yeah.
And don't expect me to be catering to all your wants.
Mentally and emotionally and physically and everything, you are going to be the center of your universe.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But are you, Anna, kind of avoiding yourself when you date? Is that the issue here? Or can't dates fit around your life and not the other way around?
Again, like, what I'm trying to say is I think that we live in a patriarchy and everything is centered around men's wants and needs.
Wow.
And I'm just trying to say, what are my wants and needs?
Yeah.
And
how you're ready for your solo era.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Get it, guys.
All right, so we're on board. Listen, guys.
Sorry, Cole. Thanks for the time, though, Anna. Appreciate it.
But I mean, we're going to be friends.
Okay, so
well,
can
yeah,
he
no,
come?
No, for sure. I'll text you and we can set up the New Year's thing. It's fine.
Mm. All right. I don't know if Cole's hearing this. What about New Year's? You want some free champagne and hang out with his friends?
No, I don't want free champagne.
Wow, I don't know where the boundary is here.
Yeah,
I'm very confused.
It's going to be tricky, man.
I'm going to let you two figure it out because it's not my solo era right now. It's Anna's. All right, guys. Thanks for being on
Second Date Update. More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.